Richie Kyle, fantastic victory for a much-changed team.
Yeah, pleasing. We needed to give some of the lads a run out who haven't been playing. They needed some game time, but the lads who did come in, it was really pleasing. It was a great performance, a worthy performance, and it keeps that winning run going. And you know, one again to a habit of winning football matches, and that's what we seem to be doing of late. And we just need to keep it going and keep the momentum going. Not just for the starting 11 for last week, the whole squad, and everyone's had their input today.
There were some big performers, weren't there?
Yeah, there was. And as I say, I think individually there were some good performances, but for me it was all about the team today. And it was a collective performance. I thought they'd done well as a team. Considering there was a lot of changes, I thought they gelled pretty well together. And it was quick. We started quick as well. So it was pleasing all round for the lads who come in to hit the ground running for a new game for them. And really pleasing all round.
You've won the game 2-1 in the end, but should you have been clearer? Because Kwame Thomas's header, for all the world, looked in.
Well, no, it was in. It was over the line. I even from where I was sitting, I thought it was in. And I've just watched it back, and it was clearly over the line. And that's a bit disappointing, because you want to get them decisions right. And you know, as it stands, it hasn't really affected us. But you know, I could see where I was sitting, and I thought it was in, and you know, and it was. And I thought, you know, we pride ourselves on clean sheets, and I'm not too sure it was a penalty as well. And I just watched it a little bit back then. I'm still not sure it was a penalty. And I thought that again sitting here. So disappointing that that goal was given and we didn't get one ourselves.
The penalty was given and tucked away, but what a response. Within 4 minutes, you're back in front.
Yeah, that's it. We've always got to respond, and that's what they've been showing of late. You know, even if we had little setbacks, they seem to be getting back into the game pretty quickly and not feeling disappointed in themselves and having negative feelings when we can see goals. And we get back on the front foot, we've got positive attitude, and we're mentally strong when we can see goals, and that's what we need. We can't be sitting deeper and deeper and conceding possession. We were on the front foot, and we were looking to score the goal and go and win the game, which was pleasing.
Jarrett Rivers will feel a whole lot better than himself tonight, tucking that first goal away.
Yeah, it's been frustrating for Jarrett. He's come in, he seems to have been getting injuries after injuries and setbacks after setbacks, and he'd be glad to get a game under his belt. And I thought he was terrific at times. He took up some great positions coming off the line in between, and he took his goal really well. It was a great touch and finish, and he's capable of that. And he's a young lad, and he'll keep learning with these experiences, and there'll be more to come from him.
And young Luke Higham, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he a natural left sider and he's played at right back?
He is, but he can use both feet. He's played right back before in his youth days with myself, so it's not a position that's not familiar to him. And he's assured on the ball. He's technically good enough to play left back or right back, and he understands the game. And again, I thought it was another solid performance from Luke, and I'm pleased for him.
Walking wounded yesterday, the team you picked wasn't disrespectful to this competition. It was a needs must job, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a needs must job. We've only got a thin squad. We've got a thin squad with injuries, and there was a few knocks and bruises and bumps, and you know, we did need to freshen up. We did need to make different changes, and it wasn't in disrespect to the competition. It was like we had to do it because of the squad is so thin, and we have got injuries.
Any news on any additions possibly?
Asking the wrong person. I would go and speak to the manager. I'd go and speak to the manager on that one. Not too sure where we're up to. I know we're always looking, but he'd be the person who'd be able to answer that question better than me.
3 wins in a week. You must be absolutely gutted you have no game at the weekend.
We are. We want to keep the momentum going. It's a double-edged sword, really, because we want to keep the momentum going. We want another game, but it gives us more time to get our injuries back. It gets us more time to get the lads' fitness back, the ones who have been missing. So, yeah, we want another game. We want to keep the momentum going, but you've got to look at the positives. Maybe it gives us time to get a few of the walking wounded back and get a few of the lads back fit for our next game.
Have you been on the naughty chair? Were you sent out to do the press?
No, the gaffer likes to give me opportunities just to get out and speak to the press. He's delighted, and he reiterates probably everything I've said in terms of how pleased he was, and he just said to the lads he was delighted to get another win, and long may it continue.